Time for the birthday scam. Going to call a guy who had a bizarre accident with a chainsaw and cut himself in the face or head or something. He's okay, but we're going to call from the hospital charging him for unscheduled extra stay. He was a little longer than he thought, and we're going to try to get more money out of him.
They were wheeling him out, and he felt nauseous. You know, he had actually already been released, and then he felt bad. He said, take me back to my room, and on his way back, his wife said, you know, it's after 11 o'clock. We're into a brand new day here.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, okay, I'm all right now. And so we're going to call and say, well, no, this is a whole extra day we got to pay for. We need the whole new deductible.
Mr. Ronnie.
This is Steve Johnson with Hospital. How are you today?
Fine.
I'm calling about your recent hospital stay, and we had some unpaid charges.
I haven't received a bill yet.
Well, you should have been sent a bill in the mail. We could resend that.
No, I have not received nothing. I was wondering what was going on.
Well, this was kind of a strange case because apparently you had been released, but then you were readmitted.
Well, see, she started rolling me to the elevator, and I got nauseated right there at the elevator. Mm-hmm. So she rolled me back so I could sit up in bed for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told her I was ready.
And this was after the 11 p.m.
Yes.
deadline. So we were into actually a new day, billing-wise.
Oh, if I would have known that, I probably would have stayed there then.
Well,
I mean, I don't know the time. I mean, I was out of it.
Well, in any case, we need to go ahead and get another $500.
For what?
For the copay, because you were, technically readmitted.
I was not. She just rolled me back to the bed. I didn't tell her to readmit me.
She said that you were feeling nauseated and asked to go back to your room.
Yeah, for 5 minutes.
But it was after 11 o'clock, so, I mean, we just have to go by the books on this.
So I'm going to pay $500 for 5 minutes? I don't know about that.
Back in your room is back in your room.
I did not ask to stay an extra night, buddy. I don't like the way I'm being talked to.
Plus, it says here that we gave you a bedpan.
Yeah, a plastic pan, I guess, yeah.
And there's a charge for that as well.
That's fine. I'll pay for that.
It's $74.99.
Oh,
so
can I bring that bedpan back?
Well, no, because it's been, we don't know if it's been used or, I mean, obviously we can't reuse medical equipment.
Okay, what mailing address do you have?
Well, do you intend to pay or not?
I'm not sure about, I've got to call the insurance company on the 5 minute, $500 bill y'all are trying to do here.
You were readmitted, so technically. That's another day that we have to bill you for.
I did not ask to be readmitted. I just asked her to wheel me
back.
Want
the best care, and you were the dumbass that cut yourself in the face anyway with a chainsaw.
What's your name?
Steve Phillips.
Steve Phillips. Okay, because you just called me a dumbass.
You cut yourself in the head with a chainsaw, and then you want to come in and get free service?
No, I'm ready to pay my due.
And when you cut your head, did your brain fall out?
Who the f***? You idiot.
Ronnie.
Who is this?
It's Dean and Raj.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Happy birthday. It's from Francis.
Francis?
Is Francis a coworker?
Yeah, but not for long.